Welcome to Connected, brought to you by He's Alive. For the next half hour, join Tim and Sharon Colasino and friends as together we consider how to motivate one another to love and to do good works. Get ready to be inspired and equipped at Connected.
It is a joy today to have with me Apostle Joe Prozich. He, along with his wife, they pastor Morgantown Faith Center in Morgantown, West Virginia. So good to have you with us today.
Good to be with you, Sharon. Just glad to see you.
It always is. In fact, it's a terrible shame that the only time we see each other is here or in church.
Yeah.
We still have to get together. You and Rena and me and Tim, we're just going to have to get our calendars out and say, now we're doing it right here. What has the Lord been saying to you? What have you been, what's the theme you've been on?
Thinking about? I've been thinking about, this sounds really funny, violations.
Okay.
So many people are violated now. I mean, when you think of violations, I mean, countries are violating countries. People are violating people. Your banking is violated electronically now. They found a new way to access your stuff and violate you. You think about this sounds so bad to talk about, but the murders and the rapes and how many people die in Chicago and in Detroit just on a weekend. There's so many violations. You know, if we don't figure out how to look at this, it'll cause you to get pretty depressed about things.
Mm-hmm.
It'll make you feel bad about life, and that's not what God had planned. You know, Jesus said, in this world you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer.
Yes.
I have overcome the world. So obviously, I don't want to be overtaken with evil. I want to overcome evil with good. So it starts on the inside of me is how I look at this.
Well, we are living in the last days. You know, Peter, on the day of Pentecost, he says, in the last days. Well, that began the last days right then. We're in the last of the last days, and we know that perilous times are here.
Yeah.
And that's another way to put it, perilous times, dangerous times, violations. And what is the answer? Are we going to get into some of that today?
Well, Jesus said it's impossible for offenses not to come. Mm-hmm. So that's the first thing. You got to settle it that those violations are going to happen, and you're going to have to develop the right attitude. Second, you know, you think about it, Paul told Timothy, you know, all the people, everybody who tries to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. Yeah. Somehow, I know this isn't popular today because life is about benefits right now, but the Bible just said that all those who live a godly life in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution.
Mm-hmm.
So we've tried to avoid persecution, and by doing so, we avoid our purpose. We avoid what we're supposed to do because it says if you live a godly life, you'll be persecuted. So you have to accept that there'll be offenses, and you have to accept that persecution will come when you're in the will of God. And you will have to, it's your responsibility to develop the right attitude toward those things. It's not somebody else's. You're not any more of a victim than anybody else in
this
world.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, in the United States, we're the lowest victimized people so far religiously that I can think of.
Sure.
Especially if you watch the news.
Mm-hmm.
And so to me, I admit things look like they're deteriorating in a lot of areas, but we're still the least persecuted group that I know of, unless you can think of another, Pastor Sharon. It's still a wonderful nation.
Yes, it is. We're going to be talking more about this today, and I know that some of you thought, boy, this is up my alley. I've been going through some things. Well, I believe this today with Apostle Joe Prozich is going to speak to some things in our lives. Stay tuned.
Churches of today, seeking to appease the masses, leaders compromise the faith. about God's atoning grace. They may scoff the cross, criticize the Christ, the Lamb of God who gave his life for all. They may trample on his cleansing blood, but it's still the power of God that saves the lost. For every tongue and generation, through the blood there is salvation. So we cannot
If life circumstances seem to be spiraling out of control, God has given you the power of choice to make a difference.
When we can't change every circumstance around us, mm-hmm. we can make a decision to change ourselves.
Okay.
And when we change ourselves and we line up with what the Word of God tells us, it will affect our environment around us. It will affect those situations. We may have limited freedom over what people do, but I have complete freedom in that power of choice.
The Power of Choice, featuring Amanda Cain and Tim Colasino. This month's love gift to you when you stand with He's Alive. Send your gift of $15 or more to He's Alive Radio, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 800-231-5536 or online at heesalive.net.
And with us today is the pastor at Morgantown Faith Center, Apostle Joe Prozich. You're talking about violations, and yeah, you heard us right if you just tuned in, because we're living in fierce, dangerous times. There is an adversary, and there's a lot of demonic activity going on in the world today, and people are being controlled by Satan, and they are afflicting other people. And I'll let you pick up the subject from here.
You know, I always lay a foundation for my decisions. You know, I like to think that if you ask me a question, I could go look up the foundational scripture in the Bible so I could tell you why I did what I did.
Mm-hmm.
All my actions and thoughts, I like to tie them off to truth so I feel like they're the right ones, right?
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, you're made in God's image. That might sound really fundamental, doesn't it? But you know what? The devil hates God terribly.
Yes, he does.
And if you're God's son, he hates you.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to decide that you have an enemy. Now, there's one thing that we do. A lot of times we blame our bad character on a demonic attack. Sometimes I think the devil gets too much credit in that we have bad character and we think it's the devil attacking us. And our own ignorance causes us to have problems that are not necessary. So I think you have to differentiate there. You know, if you don't do certain things are not going to go well. If you eat bad, you're probably going to plug your arteries.
That's right.
The devil might not have plugged your arteries. It might be all the fast food you ate for 25 years.
True.
So I think you have to actually try to be objective. But back to the devil and God, the devil does not like God, and he does not like you. And if he could kill God, he would. If he could kill you, he would.
Mm-hmm.
So with that settled, you live your life in not a manner of fear, because if the devil's not to be feared, he's to be confronted, as Dr. Summerall used to say, and I know you were familiar with him. He had a few good one-liners about demonic power that we've not even got to use yet that he lived in.
He practiced it.
So to avoid persecution, you would have to avoid anything, taking a stand on anything.
Well, is that where so many people are in the church world today?
Yes.
They're wanting the easy route.
Right.
They're wanting no commitment, just to have enough God to soothe our conscience or to feel like we're doing the right thing.
I'm not even sure that we haven't switched from just pleasing God to pleasing men.
Mm-hmm.
You know how when you have a problem, you came through the faith word movement, that same one that I came through. And one of the things that they taught you the most of, which still sticks, is you got to get off of the problem and on to God.
Okay? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You can't look at men and please God. It just does not fit. The fear of man is a snare.
Mm-hmm.
When the apostles got in a jam in the book of Acts, they told them, they said, now, is it better to fear God or to fear you? You decide. That's what they told them.
And
in other words,
brainer for them.
The answer, gentlemen, we got to fear God, not you. If you kill us, you kill us. But you know enough to know we can't live our life in fear of what you're going to think of us.
Mm-hmm.
Our lives are to please God. And when you please God, you will not always please men. And that has to be acceptable. Now, we're going to back it up even a little bit to Mark 4.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says that the word itself will bring persecution to your life.
Okay.
So you don't have to be some superstar Christian or a preacher or anybody. You could be a regular believer, which I happen to really like being a regular believer.
Mm-hmm.
I like regular Christian life. You hear me say this every time I come up here. I'd be a Christian if there was never a church to go to, because God is square. He is right.
Yeah.
He is righteous. He is faithful. He never leaves me. He treats me right.
Mm-hmm.
He's merciful toward me.
Mm-hmm.
If nobody else wanted to be with him, I still want to be with him. Right? If I want to be with him. If nobody wants to go to church, that's fine. I'm going to go worship God somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, you know, the word says in Mark 4 that if you live a godly life, you will be persecuted for the word's sake. So your mere obedience, if you just read your Bible and obey and you're not a fivefold ministry person and you don't have a lot of influence, if you obey the word, persecution will arise
exactly.
for the word's sake.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't deal with that correctly, you will be offended and withdraw.
Okay.
And then you become religious and you attend church, but you don't really do anything.
Mm-hmm.
You just are a church member or a church attender. And I always say, this is a rough example, but I always say that's like being married and not loving your wife. It's like having kids and not liking them. You're just there. Well, that's really not the life that I heard read about in the Bible. It says abundant life.
Yes.
And I believe commitment brings passion. Commitment will put we're just going to touch marriage for just a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Commitment will even put passion right back in your marriage. When you're not thinking about how to get out, and when you're not thinking of who else you could be with, and you're not thinking mm-hmm. of how much fun you're missing, you'd be surprised how much fun would come into your marriage if you just think about the one you got right there.
That's exactly right.
Amen. You know, if you concentrate on what you got, it's kind of like the grass is greener. If you got a job, how does this happen? Two people get a job at the same place. One says the boss stinks, the place is no good, and the other one excels and does real good and starts mm-hmm. to get raises, and 30 years goes by, and he's promoted and making more money.
Mm-hmm.
Some people stay in the same job for 30 years mm-hmm. and don't even get looked at for a promotion. Why is that?
Mm. You tell me.
There's a one did it with all his might. It's
there
under
you go.
The Lord, man.
I mean,
people are looking for good help who will be faithful, show up a little early, be concerned uh-huh. about the place. I think you can't help but excel.
That's
if
right.
If you just do a few things. But anyway, to avoid persecution, I think you just got to avoid everything.
You know. You're just going to have to live in a house by yourself and never come out.
And not come out. You know, so just keeping the word will attract it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the second one would be commitment.
Uh-huh.
Which we kind of just touched on. You got to get in or out.
Uh-huh.
It's not a time. The ark door is open, but it's not a good time to ho-hum around outside the ark.
Oh, okay.
The ark of safety.
Yeah.
We're being pushed to decisions, and camps are forming on both sides of life. You know, you mm-hmm. can tell there's a polarization
mm-hmm.
in a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're going to see certain groups of people go to this side. Mm-hmm. Some of them may take the religious side and attend churches that don't make a difference, but they carry the Christian label.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not getting into what's right. I'm not criticizing. I'm saying, but others may get into a place that they're actually doing something for God.
Mm-hmm.
And the persecution more than likely will be over there, because the devil is threatened when you begin to get something done. He's not threatened if you sit there.
Uh-huh.
He's threatened if you become effective.
That's right.
If you want to get persecuted, go be effective. And it's like a wear in a bullseye. The devil picks up on you.
Yeah.
And he will he'll fashion a weapon
uh-huh.
to fit your situation. See, he has to fashion one, because a lot of, it's kind of like if he fashions one against your health. You can start going and working out and taking care of yourself, and then he's got to find another weapon, because you did what was right.
There you go.
And you prayed and you made a confession, and then you took some action, not
mm-hmm.
just words,
mm-hmm.
and you start eating right and working out.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, he can't get in, so he's got to go fashion another group and another weapon. Well, if we can't get him there, let's get him in discouragement and arrange some people to
tell him. So what you're saying, he's looking for a weak area,
absolutely.
And that's where he seizes the moment. And if you're strong in this area, and he knows, well, it's going to be difficult, he's going to find another route, another way.
Absolutely. Belonging to a local church cures a lot of that, because you got a lot of coverage. Your friends, your pastor, you got people who know what you don't know about yourself.
Uh-huh.
It's harder to get a sheep when he's in a pack.
That's
right. You get them isolated once, and then the devil can peck away at your weakness, you know.
Mm. This is so good. We're going to have to come back tomorrow. We'll be right back in a few minutes to pray for you, because, Apostle Joe, there are some listening right now, and they're shaken. They started serving God. They got committed. They got in the press. The persecution come, and I guess they thought that serving God would mean all their problems are going to go away, or their problems would be minimal, and it seems like they have more problems now than they used to have, and they become discouraged. So I think, and I believe God is speaking to them today. We'll be right back to pray for you.
in sickness and in doubt, or questions that may raise, you claim victory on the cross, and you fill my lungs with praise.
And briefly touch on what you were touching on about persecution, being attacked. Only if you're doing right, you're going to get attacked in this way and persecuted.
Yeah, you don't want to be attacked for your bad character.
No,
I mean, you know,
there's no reward
in
that.
You want to pay your bills on time. You want to greet your friends. You know, you want to be alert as to what you don't want to be persecuted because you're not nice or ignorant to people. I mean, you want to it's, you know, you're supposed to be persecuted for righteousness' sake. There's a huge difference. And did you ever seen someone defend, please pardon me expression, stupidity? It's really hard to watch. You know, when you start defending things that don't make sense, it's really hard. But when you see somebody defend something righteous, you want to become part of that cause. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That's what the church is supposed to do. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to defend the fatherless, the widows, and all the right stuff.
Yes.
And you can get people on those causes.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes.
We're on the right focus.
Amen. Would you pray?
Sure. Father, thank you. First of all, for your word. Thank you for your son. The shed blood that washed our conscience from dead works. That we serve a living God, and this is a living moment. So, Father, I thank you. You're present right now. The Holy Ghost is present. I ask you to tell us what we don't know about ourselves. Teach us what we can do to be effective. Father, I thank you that today some people will decide to engage in life again and be effective again. Father, I thank you. They will begin the steps toward better health, better finances, kingdom business, their gifts and callings. I thank you. They'll pack their bags of their gifts, their anointings and healings and miracles and all the gifts that are listed in Corinthians. And they'll put them in a bag and they'll carry them off to church, Lord. And they'll put them in service again rather than stay home and paralyzed. They'll put these gifts to work in the local church again. The words of knowledge, words of wisdom, tongues and interpretation, all the gifts of the Holy Ghost in operation in the local church, Lord. As common, regular life, in the name of Jesus, we decree it and we declare it to be so. And we say amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to Connected. Remember, the views expressed on this program may not necessarily reflect the views of our staff or the hosts of this program. Connect with us at HeesAlive.net or at HeesAlive, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536.